yesterday in discussing the issue of Netilas Rishus, we touched on the Rambam, regarding the possibility of Chidush HaSmicha, where the Rambam presents two different models for Smicha. One is simply the Shalshala Samasora, Ish Mipi Ish Ad Moshe Rabbeinu. The second possibility, the Rambam writes, the great Chidush is Haskoma Satzibur, that if Rov Chachmei Yisro will agree, so therefore they can reinstitute Smicha despite the fact that it is no longer Ish Mipi Ish. He pointed out the Chiddush of the Rav. Where do you see in the Pasuk this is true? Because in Parshas Pinchas B'Midbar Chaf Gimel, the Torah presents two different descriptions of the smicha that was given for Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua. One was HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "V'samach t'siyot ka'olav," that's Ish Mipi Ish. And then "V'tziviso solenehem," the need that this be done in the presence of Knesset Yisrael. Perhaps that's not simply in order to verify the fact that the smicha occurred, but rather that this is a form of mechanism of smicha itself. And perhaps the following suggestion, that sometimes when it comes to Sanhedrin, they're obligated to engage in certain activities and certain halachos as a function of their formal capacity. But secondly, there are certain activities that simply are a result of a chalos of tzibur, and simply the Sanhedrin are considered to be Netzige HaKol, the representatives of Knesset Yisrael as a whole. And perhaps this is the Chiddush Rambam when it comes to Smicha. Smicha can be done in the formal sense of Ish Mipi Ish, but also it can be done in the sense that the Tzibur of Knesset Yisrael is able to accomplish that, and that is done Al Yedei Chachmei Yisrael. In this discussion, the Ran even points out that this is true of Netilas Rishus. Netilas Rishus can be done in a formal capacity, or it can be done as representatives of the tzibur. With this in mind, the two different functions of Bez Din, two different functions of Sanhedrin, one can also understand the great Kiddush that the Rambam writes, I alluded to yesterday, in the Pirush Mishnayos in Perek Dalet of Bechoras. The sugya later in Sanhedrin, we'll soon see on Daf Yedalet of Aleph, tells us that Smicha Sekenim can only occur in Eretz Yisrael. And the question is, on what basis? Smicha certainly is not one of the mitzvahs Hatzliyos Bares that we should easily understand why it's limited to Eretz Yisrael itself. And this is what the Rambam explains, Pirush Mishnayos Bechoras, Perek Dalet, a very great Yiddish. What is the role of Eretz Yisrael when it comes to the Smicha? The Rambam writes, because after all, B'nei Eretz Yisrael are considered to be Asher Nikruhu Kohol. They are called Kohol Hashem. And the Rambam goes out of its way and tells us that Afilu Hoya Sarah Chadim, that even in terms of numbers, if the presence of Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael is quite small, even if there's only a mere tzibur, asara achadim, nonetheless the Rambam writes, they define Kohol Yisrael, and those who are in Chutz Laaretz are not considered to be part of the cheshbon of Kohol Yisrael. That's what the Rambam writes, a very great Kiddush. So that's true. Smicha means that this individual is a representative of tzibur. The Rambam writes, that's why Smicha is limited to Eretz Yisrael, because the collective Tzibur is only referring to Bnei Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Kiddush that the Rambam writes in the Pirush Mishnayos. And the Rambam tells us, and where do we see this is true? The Rambam concludes, Shemosh Shabiyarno Behorios, just like this is true when it comes to Horios. This is a reference to the Sugi and Horios and the Gimel of an Aleph, where the Gemara quotes the view of Rav Asi, that says, Uva Hora, Halach Achar Ro Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. When it comes to Param Dabar Shel Tzibur, we know that if there is a Shigigas Hora, Beis Din will declare that something where there is a fee of Karis Bemezin is Heter Gamor, and Knesset Yisrael will go ahead and do so for Shogay, following their Hora. They don't bring in individual Karban Chatos, but rather Par Halam Dabar Shel Tzibur. Good. That is true of all, or if Rove of the Tzibur follow the Hora of the Sanhedrin. How do you define Rove Tzibur? So Rav Asi says the only ones, in fact, who will count are those Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. The Tzibur of Knesset Yisrael, the Rambam writes, is limited to Yoshvei Eretz Yisrael. And this is not a separate halachim pound over Shal Tzibur. The Rambam writes that this is the so Gadol and the Safai Zib when it comes to Smith as well. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Malachim Aleph and Perakas. The Pasuk tells us that Vayash Shlomo Ve'esahi Ezachav, and who participated in this Chag of Shlomo Melech? V'chol Yisrael imol kahal gadol. All of Klal Yisrael participated. How can that be? Obviously, with only those who were in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara comments that Hanihu de'ikri kahal. That is referred to the Tzibor, the collective unit of Knesset Yisrael. So this is what the Rambam writes when it comes to Smicha. And that's why Smicha has to be expressly in Eretz Yisrael. That means that if this is considered to be a representation of Tzibor, so Tzibor is limited to Yoshvei Ha'aretz. That's the Chiddush that the Rambam writes. And the Rambam reiterates in the Shkagos, found in Perek Yimah Alacha Beis, when the Rambam quotes this halacha of Shigigas Horah. The Rambam writes, Ein Mashkich and Al Yoshvei Chutz Loretz. Those who are Chutz Loretz do not count in terms of determining whether Rov Tzibor violated the Zizr. She'ein kori kol ela b'nei Eretz Yisrael. That's the Rambam's Yiddish in Hochush Gagos. This is what the Rambam elaborates in Bechoros and Perek Dalet. It's a very important Yiddish. The role of Eretz Yisrael is being ma'achet, the tzibur of Knesset Yisrael. There's even a fascinating Yiddish that you find in the Sefer Yireim. Yireim deals with the following kasha. Yireim is found in Simin Lamed. When the Pasuk says, when it comes to psulei kol, Lo Yoko Mamzer, for example, the Kal Hashem, the Yireim actually deals with the kasha, how do we know this applies to Bnei Yisrael in the Chutz Lanz? After all, if normally speaking, when it comes to Shigas Horah, the definition of Kal is limited to Eretz Yisrael, so therefore the Yireim is troubled, how do we know that Psulei HaKal are limited? So the Yireim answers that since the Pasuk uses Kal Hashem, it means anyone who is bound to fulfill Mitzvos Hashem, and that pasuk includes even Bnei Chutz Loretz. But otherwise, the Rambam writes, it would have assumed that Kahal Gadol is a reference only to Bnei Eretz Yisrael itself. The Rambam writes a further great Kiddush. When it comes to Smicha, Smicha is only in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam writes, because it's mentioned, that is the representation of Knesset Yisrael. And therefore, the Rambam writes, Nochos Sanhedrin, Perek Dahlach above, Smicha can only occur in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz Loretz. And therefore the Rambam writes, V'chol Eretz Yisrael, Shehechziku bo ole Mitzrayim, Ru'uya v'smicha. And therefore the Rambam writes, whatever the ole Mitzrayim occupied when they initially entered Eretz Yisrael, in such a case, in those areas you can have smicha. This is a very great Kiddush that the Rambam writes. Now, that the boundaries, the parameter of Eretz Yisrael is defined by Ole Mitzrayim. Even though, for example, as the Rambam writes in the very beginning of Hilchos Trumos, when it comes to Kedushas Haaretz, Ole Mitzrayim is not relevant for us, no? The Rambam writes that Kedushas HaMikdash is Kitchel HaShaita v'Kitchel HaSidavah. The Rambam Perek Vav Hilchos Beis Sabachira. However, that's not true when it comes to Kedushas Haaretz. Kedushas Haaretz is only Machmas Diashnia in the time of Ezra. And relatively speaking, that was a more limited Kibush Haaretz. And therefore the Rambam writes that the Chiyuv of Trumas and Maisus and the like only applies to that area based on Diashnia. Here the Rambam writes a very great Kiddush, and that is not true when it comes to Smicha. Despite the fact that the Gemara tells us here on Daf Yudalit, Smicha is only in Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam writes the broad definition of Eretz Yisrael, not the limited one when it comes to Kibush Ezra. A very fascinating Kiddush. When it comes to Kedusha Sa'aretz in terms of Shumas and Maestros, that's a function of Kibush Ha'aretz. So very clearly, that will depend on Yerusha V'Yeshiva, Kitchla Shaita, Kitchla Sedava, that will depend on Ezra V'Yesheni. However, when we speak about Smicha and Eretz Yisrael, that's a function of Kedusha Sa'aretz. In terms of Mitzvah Hatzlius Ha'aretz, certainly that's not true. That's a function of Eini Hashem Elokech Chava, that Eretz Yisrael is Ma'achet all of Knesset Yisrael, and that, the Rambam writes, a fascinating Kiddush, is not dependent at all on Ezra. Even those areas that Ezra, in fact, did not conquer. Nonetheless, that still has a shame Eretz Yisrael, even though it wasn't subject to the later Kibush Haaretz when it comes to Trumas and Maestros. That's a very, very great Kiddush. This is a Kiddush that you find in the Hashmatas Ramban, to Gittin and Daf Beis, that Eretz Yisrael would be defined differently depending on whether you're referring to the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael or whether you're referring, for example, to the chiyuv of Trumas and Maestros. Trumas and Maestros is based on Kedushas Haaretz, Kibush Haaretz, Rambam writes, that's not true when it comes to the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael is dependent on Kibush Ezra. And therefore, the Ramban writes a broader definition. That's Tosfos discussion. Gitna, that is that there seem to be stiras in the Gemara as to boundaries of Eretz Yisrael when it comes to various halakhos. Tosfos is forced to assume, maybe you have to argue that certain cities were divided, half in Chutzlaretz, half in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore when the Gemara says it's Chutzlaretz, it's the outer half. When the Gemara discusses Ashkelon, for example, as being Eretz Yisrael, it means the inner half. And that's the beautiful Chiddush of Ramban and Hashmatos. It depends on the halakha. If you're dealing with the halacha, which is dependent on kibush, kedusha, mitzvah, satzliyus, varetz, a more limited definition. If you're speaking about the chalos Eretz Yisrael in the broadest sense, in Hashem lokechava, the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam's chiddush when it comes to smicha, so in such an instance, there you have a much broader definition. Now, that's because when it comes to smicha, smicha means the representative of Knesset Yisrael, and therefore you understand very well that the broader definition of Eretz Yisrael, and maybe the Gralach that we suggested yesterday, B'tziviso Soleinehem, that is the classic smicha. Knesset Yisrael are the masmichim. It's just that, does that mean with every act of smicha that's necessary? No. Since Knesset Yisrael was actively present and participated in the smicha for Moshe Rabbeinu Yeshua, so therefore as long as that perpetuates itself, ish mi pish, that is considered to be sufficient. If for whatever reason that's broken, so now you must revert back to Knesset Yisrael as the Mekanshim, as the Masmichim, and that's the Chiddush of the Rambam, then even Bizman Hazeh, that possibility. If this is true, for example, it's not at all coincidental with the Gemara tells us, Sanhedrin Mem Gimel Amud Beis, that Arvus, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebezeh, only began at Shiavru Yisrael Sayardin. Only once Bnei Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael. That's the concept of Tzibur, which is uniquely true when it comes to Eretz Yisrael. Now, Al Pidin, in certain respects, Tzibur means only Knesset Yisrael. This is what the Rogatchover gives you, Mar Makomos, Tzapnos Paneach and the Rambam, in Ochos Brachos, in Perek Yud, Halocha Yit Aleph. There the Rambam discusses what the Gemara tells us in Brachos and Daphne Ches, that if you see a tzibur of Knesset Yisrael, 600,000 people, a special bracha, Baruch Chacham HaRazim, is recited. So the Rambam writes that that bracha is limited to Eretz Yisrael. Why is that true? That's what the Rogatchover explains in Safnas Paneah. The collective tzibur of Knesset Yisrael is only in Eretz Yisrael, and that's why there's only a concept of a tiny tzibur for Bnei Eretz Yisrael and not Bnei Chutz Laretz, because of this role of tzibur itself. This is the Kiddush when it comes to our aspect of smicha, limiting that to Eretz Yisrael. We started to discuss yesterday the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos Kufnun Gimel, that this also is very essential to understand Kiddush HaChodesh, and especially to understand Kiddush HaChodesh Bizman Hazeh. How is it that we have Kiddush HaChodesh Bizman Hazeh? After all, the Rambam writes it's necessary to have the participation of the Sanhedrin. That's the Rambam writes in Kufnun Gimel. When we speak about a number of Dayanim, as we'll learn it later, in order to have Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur Hashana, the Rambam insists that they be members of the Sanhedrin. How is that true? It's a mitzvah that requires a bezin of Shiv Ve'efod. Certainly not. Why is that necessary? And if that's true, how is it that one can have Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur Hashana even Bizman Hazeh? So the Rambam tells us the following Kiddush, that in essence, Kiddush HaChodesh Ibur Hashana is Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Knesset Yisrael are the Mekadshim. So how is that? How does that take form? So all of Bnei Yisrael has to participate in the act of Kiddush HaChodesh? Now the answer is the following, that when you have the Sanhedrin participating and authorizing Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur Hashana, they are doing so not in the formal capacity of Sanhedrin, but rather as Nitzige HaKol, as representatives of Knesset Yisrael, and with that in mind, you're able to have Kiddush HaKodesh, which is Al Pi Ariyah. This is a Kiddush Rav Soloveitchik discusses at length, right, in the Sefer of Kovetz Kedushei Torah. There's a separate Pisan Kviyas HaMoadim, Al Pi HaCheshbon, Al Pi Ariyah. So here the Rav points out the special role of Knesset Yisrael in order to go into being Mikadesh, the Zman. And in fact, the Tosefta tells us Right, here in Sanhedrin, Perek Beis, Tosefta Vav, a very great Kiddush, that Ibur Hashana requires, right, the agreement of Knesset Yisrael. Lashon HaTosefta, Ein Ma'abim Es Hashana, Ela Al-Tnai, Kedei Shikavlu Rov HaTzivor Leyen. Even when Bezin is Ma'abim Es Hashana, it is done conditionally in order to secure the Haskam of all of Knesset Yisrael. And if you've learned a little bit further in these sugyas, the sugyas of Ibur Hashana, the Gemara describes that the Sanhedrin puts forth an igeres, a letter, in order to officially mention all of the reasons why it's necessary to have an Ibur Hashana, and they pass that throughout all of Knesset Yisrael. Why is that true? Why does the Sanhedrin, so to speak, have to justify their psak halacha? The answer is because Mikadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. And therefore, very mistaken, one in fact could argue, relevant for our Tosafos and Daf A, that perhaps the requirement of a mumche when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur Hashana is different than the halacha of mumche b'chol HaTorah Kula. Why? Because if, in fact, it's the halacha of Mekadesh Yisrael HaZmanim, so therefore, it is necessary to have that individual or that body that represents the entire Tzibur. And that can cut both ways, that is not necessarily linked to the halacha of Dinim Mamonos Veshlosha that requires mumchim. For example, right, Tosus quoted Daf Yud Aleph that Sugim Brachos Nasama Gimel, Rabbi Yekiva, who was the obvious Gadol Hador, he was able to be Ma'aber the Shana Eve in Chuslaretz. The Gemara says because Lo Hiniyav Kamosa Va'aretz. What does that mean? You mean to say that in Chuslaretz, anyone who is of that caliber can play the role of Sanhedrin? And you can have all the halakos of Sanhedrin, Hagdol, and Chutzlaretz? Certainly not. But if Kiddush HaChodesh, right, is in fact the function of Mekadesh Yisrael, Bahazmanim, so that is in fact the Kiddush. And that perhaps was that Havvamina of the Gemara, that here Tosus quotes the Sugin Rosh Hashanah Daf, Chafayim and Beis, that Moshe Rabbeinu alone should have been able to be Mekadesh the Chodesh and Ma'aber the Shana. Why is that true? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the representative of Knesset Yisrael. And that's the Chiddush of now, Adi'ika Aron Badach and Ein Bezin Shoko, that some form of Maisa Bezin is nonetheless required. But that would be very different, even if one should assume, in Reparshios, and even if one should assume that Midaraisa, three are always necessary for Dina Mamonos. You could still understand the Havamina of the Gemara to assume that Moshe Rabbeinu himself would be able to Ma'abed Hashana, because Ibur Hashana is Kiddush HaChodesh is Netzige Knesset Yisrael. That's the Kiddush that the Rav suggested. Perhaps you can answer without coming onto Tosus's Teretz. Tosus answers that no, the Hasam Parich, that's Sugi Rosh Hashanah Dav Chafei, that tells us the possibility of Moshe Rabbeinu exclusively being Ma'aber is only if you assume that Dvar Torah Chad Nami Kosher. So therefore the Gemara assumes that just as Yachid Mumchi is true when it comes to Dina Mamonos, so too when it comes to Kiddush HaKodesh and Ibur Hashana. That's what the Gemara says, no, not true, Adi'ika Aram Bahadah. Good, but perhaps one could suggest that no, that Ibur Hashana is quite different because of that halacha of Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. This Kiddush, that Sanhedrin wears two hats. Sometimes it's a formal halakha of Sanhedrin, and sometimes it's considered to be Netzigei HaKohol. This is also a Kiddush that the Briskerov spells out in Perakei Epoch of Sanhedrin. In the following context, the Rambam in Perakei delineates the halakhos that require Sanhedrin. Good. The Rambam does not mention in Perek A regarding those institutions that require a Sanhedrin is Minui Kohen Gadol. Even though the Tosefta tells us that Ein Mamamin Kohen Gadol Ela Bebezin Shoshim Ve'echad, that Minui Kohen Gadol requires a Sanhedrin, when the Rambam mentions this, all the details of Sanhedrin, Parakei, the Rambam does not mention at all such a halacha, that Minui has Sanhedrin, Minui Kohen Gadol is Ayyidei Sanhedrin. That's the Rambam's omission. This is the Ha'ara of the Mishnah, Perakeif of the Sanhedrin. When the Rambam discusses the role of Sanhedrin, why is it that the Rambam omits Minei Kohen Gadol? If you look elsewhere in the Rambam, right, in Perak Dalet Halacha Tezvot, Avilkos Klei HaMikdash, there the Rambam does write, Ein Mamidim Kohen Gadol, Ela Bezim Shoshiv Me'echa. So the Rambam tells us this Tosefta, Enochos Klei HaMikdash, and not Enochos Sanhedrin. That's what Tzarachin, Lech HaMishnah. Why is it omitted in Enochos Sanhedrin? That's exactly what the Biskarov explains, the following Chiddush. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin describes the role of Sanhedrin in terms of Chefzish, or Sanhedrin, so to speak. These are formal halakhos that require Sanhedrin. Our Mishnah also does not mention Minei Kohen Gadol as a requirement of the Sanhedrin. Why is that? That the Sanhedrin is not performing in a formal capacity at all. The fact that it's necessary to have a Sanhedrin involved in Kohen Gadol, the Chor is a function of the following halacha. The Kohen Gadol is the representative of Tzibur, and certainly it's necessary for the Tzibur to determine who in fact will serve as Kohen Gadol. So how practically speaking is that done? So every time it's necessary to appoint a Kohen Gadol, will canvass the Tzibur, like the Rambam's Chiddush HaSmicha? The answer is the following. The Sanhedrin, in a representative capacity, they are the ones who will appoint the Kohen Gadol. That is a formal halacha, but rather comparable to in Mikanish Yisroel, Hazmanim. And therefore the Rambam will tell us this halacha in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, right? It's vital to know that Minoi Kohen Gadol is Aydei Bezin Shoshim Ve'achar, but that is not fully relevant at all to Hilchos Sanhedrin, which is the strict, rigorous definition of the role of the Sanhedrin itself. In fact, if you look in Parshas Tzav, Vayikra Perachas Halacha Beis, but Pasuk Beis, the Torah tells us that Kach Es Aaron. And the very next pasuk, right, Ches Gimel, the pasuk continues and says Ve'eis Kol Ha'eda Hakel, gather all of Knesset Yisrael. Right, the appointment of Aaron HaKohen required all of Knesset Yisrael. But the Maldim in that pasuk writes explicitly, that's the role of Sanhedrin. The minui of Aaron Kohen Gadol was done ayidei kol ha'ida, and therefore that is the function of Sanhedrin when it comes to Kohen Gadol, and therefore very meduyuk that the Rambam places the Salah in Klei HaMikdash, but rather it is not the formal capacity of Sanhedrin, and therefore in Perakei it is not included at all. This is how the Rambam explains Kiddush HaChodesh Bezman HaZeh. We don't have Sanhedrin, so Mekadesh Yisrael b'Hazmanim. The Niv of Knesset Yisrael is in fact the Mekadesh. We discussed yesterday, the Gemara tells us here in the Fei, the concept of Netilas Rishus. Netilas Rishus can be accomplished in a more collective sense, Rishus of Nasi, Rishus of Ishkalusa, and discuss to what extent this is a meaning gavra, to what extent is it simply a function of Hefker Bezin Hefker. And the Gemara tells us this can be true in a more limited sense as well. If a person will go before a particular dayan, so the Gemara says, Im kibla alayu, lo teshalim, v'im lo, zilshlim, that was the case, the Gemara says, that Merzutra Breder of Nachman don dina v'ta, also the Kamedra of Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, look, if they accepted you, love Tashalim, right, and if not, then there is no Torah Tashlumin. What does that mean in Kiblu Chalayu? If there was acceptance of the Bali Din. So Rashi writes the following. Rashi Ramaskal-E comments, Legamre, Leila Chacharecha im Ludin, Nitos. To follow your instruction, whether the Psak Halacha is a legitimate one, or whether it is an heir, and v'loyit bo'uchon, they will not issue any tviya, any claim, even if the psak halacha is an heir. If that is the case, then lo tishalim. Rashi doesn't spell out explicitly, but the clear impression of Rashi is that some explicit Kabbalah is necessary. Now, in Kibbo Chalayo doesn't just simply mean that they came to you or that they willingly allowed you to decide their case. Rashi elaborates and says that there was categorical acceptance that even if you make a mistake, right, we will not hold you responsible, then lo tishalem. Good. And Chiddushei Haran disagrees. Haran writes that, look, im patru behedya, if that's true, that the Bali didn't say explicitly, as the Tnai Kodol Maisa, that if indeed you err, you are exempt. So of course that's true, no? What does it mean now? Im kabluhu stam. You don't have to have explicit acceptance. Kabbalah stam is considered to be sufficient. In the Shulchan Aruch as well, in Chosh Mishpat, in Simin Chavei, the Mechaber just simply quotes our sugya that if there is Kabbalah's Baledinim, in such an instance one is exempt. And Shav comments in Sivkot and Yud Beis that Kol Kabbalah Shehuzkar B'Simin Zeh. When we speak about Kabbalah, Enoch Sarah Kinyan, it doesn't mean that any Maisa Kinyan is necessary. We'll have to see, right, the very next Yav, Adavav, the Gemara discusses Pshara. If, for example, Baledinim will receive a Psak Halacha Pshara, does that require a Kinyan? That's the Tosis we discussed in previous years, whether Mechila requires a Kinyan. Here the Shach points out, when we speak at our Sugyam Kabbalah, certainly no Maisa Kinyan is necessary, but Stam Kabbalah is sufficient. What does that mean? She'donu lefana tzagi. You didn't exercise Koach HaKfiya. These people were not, the Baledinim, forced to submit to your Psak Halacha, but if simply on your own volition you came before these Dayanim, this Beis Din, that is considered to be sufficient for Kabbalah. The Ksos, in discussing this issue, the Ksos is found Simen Chavei in Sivkot and Gimel, questions what is the vehicle of Kabbalah. Then why is it that the Gemara says if you have a Dayan who is a Mumcha, right, the Mumcha the Rabbi, and Tilas Roshus, or Kiblu Alayu, in such a case, then in fact there is a Ptur Tashlum. The Tzos refers you to the Balamor, here in Sanhedrin, Daf Yudim Abeis, and Daf Beharif, where the Balamor writes the following Kiddush. The Balamor writes, Mishum the Ones. The onus. Of course, there's no culpability on behalf of the dayan. Why? Because it was a case of onus gamur. Right? The dayan did everything that he possibly could. We're not dealing with the hedyot. We're dealing with the mumche. And they were not exercising koach hakfiya. Right? Donu lefana. So that wasn't a case of, right, one who was causing a hefset mamon b'mezid, the shogay. That the Balamor writes is Mishum da Anusu, and therefore he is Pater. A very great Kiddush. Comparable, for example, the end of Chosh Mishpat, Simin Shin Vav, the Mechaber discusses the case of Marad Dinu L'Shulchani. Let's assume, for example, that I go to an Uman, right, with my Kalim. And the Uman, in the course of doing so, makes an error in judgment. Under normal conditions, that woman is exempt. We don't expect infallibility. And as long as the woman, or as long as the dayan acted in a responsible manner, in such a case, enoch inami, that individual is potter. That's the Kiddush that the Balamor writes. That the reason that dayan is potter is not because there is mechilas baledinim in any shape or form. It's not that the Kabbalah creates the Ptur Tashlumin, but rather, Mishum da Onesu. And in such instances, Ones Rachmana Patre, we do not assume the principle of Adam Mu'ad La'olam. This is what the Ksos discusses earlier in that very same Simen. Simen Chafei in Sivkot and Aleph, the Ksos has the following comment. The Mishnah tells us in Bava Kama Daf Chavav that Adam Mu'ad La'olam. Person causes a Maisa Hezer, right? And he admits that, look, I did so, but I did so accidentally. It wasn't intended. It was b'shogeg. So, no, the Mishnah tells us, nonetheless, you still have to pay. Adam ur la'olam. But the Tzos writes very simply that lav l'chol mi li'aminan adam ur la'olam. We don't assume that that's true categorically. Adam ur la'olam. That's a gzeiras hakasav in Parshas Mishpatim in Shmos Chaf Aleph. Petzet achas patza adam ur la'olam. That's true when it comes to hezek. Not necessarily true when it comes to other areas. La'halacha. If you look, for example, in Shita Mekubetzes, Baba Metzian, Daf Pei Beis, the Shita Mekubetzes writes the following chiddush, that the Shita of the Ramban, that Adamu La'olam is true even in cases of Ones Gamur. Even if it's Mamish and Ones Gamur. You assume Adamu La'olam. Not only is he Chayav B'Shogim, a mazik is chayiv even for ones gamur. That's against Tosis in Daf Chof Zayin Beis and Baba Kama. For Tosis writes it's not true. Adam ulam doesn't literally mean la'olam. It means he's chayiv in cases that are karov l'pshia. That's what Tosis writes. Karov l'pshia. But if it's karov l'ones, en afinami, then one's exempt. A great chiddush of Tosis. Isn't that right, sir? When do you assume that Adam ur la'olam? Tosfos says it depends. If it was an element of Shia, yes. If it is similar to Ones, then no. Very great Kiddush, the Tosfos writes. That's Adam ur la'olam. This isn't found at all explicitly in the Gemara. The Gemara just says the following in a very different context. When it comes to a Shomer, Tosfos quotes the Kama Kusana Obey, that a Shomer Sefer is Chayiv in Geneva and Aveda. So the Gemara just says that, you know, Geneva is a much greater Kiddush than Aveda. Because Aveda is Karav L'Pshia. What do you mean you lost it? It was an element of negligence. Geneva is Karav L'Ones. Someone came and snatched it from you, seized it, no? So the Gemara says that you can't derive Geneva from Aveda because I could have argued that a Shomer Chinam would be Chayiv and only Aveda, not Chayiv and Geneva. That's what the Gemara says. What's the difference between Geneva and Aveda? Aveda is Karav L'Pshia. Geneva is Karav L'Onim. But the bottom line is, there's no difference, no? That's all Havamina. The Shomer Sacher is Chayiv in both, the Shomer Chinam is Potter in both. The Gemara just says, if you would have only had one, I wouldn't have known the other. Good? That's what the Torah has to write, both. Shomer Sacher Chayiv in both, Shomer Chinam Potter in both. But is that difference between Geneva and Aveda, Karav L'Pshia, Karav L'Onim, is that at all relevant mahalakha? Or is that just what you would have thought if the Torah only would have mentioned one of them? So Tosfos writes this unbelievable Kiddush, that this difference, Karav L'Ones and Karav L'Pshia, is absolutely relevant midaraisa. That is when we apply the principle of Adam ur la'olam. Adam ur la'olam is only in a case where it's Karav L'Pshia, not Karav L'Ones. Those categories the Gemara develops in Hava Mina, meaning in justifying why the Pasuk had to mention Geneva and Aveda, Tosfos writes is critical to Halach in terms of Adam ur la'olam. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban in Shita Mekubetzes says, Bav Metzida Pei Beis assumes that Adam ur la'olam, even in a case of Ones Gamur. So the Ramban is bothered then by the obvious Kasha. If Adam ur la'olam, even in a case of Ones Gamur, so how come an Uman HaTobah Malachta was Pater? If a person is engaged in his craft and he's acting responsibly, he's not Poshea. So why is an Uman Pater? According to Tosfos, he's going to say very well, that's Karav L'Ones. But if you're going to tell me Adam Ur La'olam, even known as Gamur, how is it possible that an Uman HaTobah Malachta was Pater? So Ramban writes a fascinating line. Ein ha'uman ha'tov b'malachto yishu mazik. That person in uman is not a chaloshe mazik. When it comes to hezek, one who is mazik b'yadayim, then the Torah says adam ur la'olam. That's not true when it comes to a shomer. That's not true when it comes to an uman. There's a concept of a chaloshe mazik. That's crucial for the first thing is Baba Kama. Sure, Abor Mav Hefer, Tosos already comments. There's something which is called the Shem Mazik. If you're a Mazik, go to Mulda Olam. Otherwise not. Otherwise only certainly Rafana Patre. And that's true when it comes to an Uman. And that's true when it comes to a Shomer. Shomer's Potter Bonson, Uman's Potter Bonson. That Tosos discusses in Simen Chaf Hei. What about when it comes to a Ganav and a Gazman? If one does a Maisa Gneva or Gzela, Va'onet, do you become a Gazlan or Gazlan? That's the theme. Right to the Ksos, Simen Chaf Hei, Sifalim. Of course I took hold of that object. You know why? Because I was led to believe that was your object. It turns out it wasn't your object, it was someone else's object. And by taking it, I was Motzi and Mishus of Island. Is that called a Ganav or a Gazlan? Even if one should assume that other Mord Lolam in Hezid, does that expand to other areas? The halacha. This is the Kiddush that the Balamor writes. That if a Dayan is Toeba Ones, therefore he's Pater. What does an Ones mean? Lamitna Malachi Asharis. He did everything he could. What does it mean that he did everything he could? He's well trained, he's a Mumche, and there was Netilas Rishus, there was Kabbalah. That's the Kiddush that the Balamor writes. So the Tzos comments in Simon Chafei, in Sukkot and Gimel, that if this is true, so certainly then, you don't require an active Kabbalah, as Rashi writes. Kabbalah, which is Mufreshes, I hereby accept your Psak Halacha, whether in fact in Lo Dimin Litos, and Lo Yitbeucha, and therefore Lo Tishalein. You don't require an explicit Kabbalah Sabali Dinim at all. It just simply means that if the Dayan acted appropriately, if it was done Ayide Kfiya, the Ksos writes, that the Dayan acted in a unilateral fashion, inappropriately, Nilsa, in such a case, that's not called an onus. And therefore the Dayan is Chayiv. But if the normal protocol was followed, he's a Mumche, there was Netilas Rishus, or the Bali Dinim came to him and he did everything that he reasonably could as a qualified Dayan, then there's a Tur Tashlomim. And the Ktos quotes that the Rush disagrees. The Rush in Sanhedrin, not so clear in our subject, but the Rush in Perek Dalit Simon Hay writes that no, it's the Kabbalas Habali Dinim that create the Tur Tashlomim. Comparable to Mechila. Like Tosus will discuss on the next daf regarding Pshara. Maybe Pshara is simply a form of Mechila. Even though I may feel that I am entitled to $100, but I am willing to forego $50 if the Dayan will say, you know what, pay 50 cents on the bill. Tosus explains that Rush understands the Kabbalah of the Bali Dinin in Kibbalayhu as that which generates the Tur Tashlumin as a form of Mechila. And even if you'll argue, as Tosus writes in Davav, that Mechila in Tzrich of Kinyan, you don't need a formal Kinyan Khalifin to secure Mechila, but nonetheless, some formalized Kabbalah Lechor is necessary. Mehechates is simply that if I go before the Bali Dinim, that means that I am willing to accept their Psak Halacha, even if it was clearly in error, even if it was a Tos. So Tos writes the following Kiddush, that Ha'ara of the Shach, that when our Gemara says that Kiblu Alay Lo Tishale, that it doesn't necessarily mean an express Kabbalah, but simply implicitly, Donu the fun of Sagi, Lashon Hashach, but Tos writes he thinks this should be, depending on the Machlokes, the Balamor and the Rush, whether Kabbalah should be understood in terms of, right, an act of Mechila, where even if Kinyan is not necessary, some express indication is required, or do we argue no? It means that Dayan acted fully responsibly, did everything that he could, did not act in a unilateral rash fashion. In such an instance, then, the Torah grants him that dispensation. If you're dealing, for example, with one who grants Kabbalah or Ptur Tashlim into a Hedyo, in that instance, then one could argue, everyone would agree, similar to the Rush, right, that there, right, it is the Torah Smechila. It's not the Torah as an Uman Shita. A Hedyo is not considered to be Uman. But in dealing with a Mumche L'Rabim, in such an instance, perhaps one can understand Kabbalah, as the Baal Amor writes, that the Ptur is Mishum Ones, very, very great Chiddush, and therefore, it's not necessary that the Balidinim themselves are expressly accepting the Psak Halacha, even if in fact it's in there. Tosfos here is bothered. One last point. The Ramaskel Kigon. That the Gemara tells us that in principle, if a person is a Mumche L'Rabim, Dan Afilu Yechidi, and Rav Nachman responds and says, Kigon Ana, Dan Dine Mamanos Yechidi. Tosfos is bothered. How can one do so? After all, the Mishnah tells us in Avos that that's inappropriate. Al Ti Dan Yechidi. Shein Dan Yechidi El Echad Neimni, Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Tosfos immediately comments that that statement in Avos is simply Tzitzopa Kamashmala. Because people are not infallible, there's always a possibility of error. Since Tosfos comments that Mishnah is an Tzitzopa Kamashmala, you understand again why Tosfos did not raise his kasha against the Braisa. The Braisa says, "Imay mumche rabim dana filichidi." Tosfos doesn't say, "Bimtomar a Mishnah Avos." The Mishnah Avos is Eitz Tova Kamashmalan. That's why Tosfos waits until the next line of the Gemara. Rav Nachman says, "Kagon ana." That's Tosfos's kasha, no? Because obviously the expectation is Rav Nachman is not going to simply ignore the Eitz Tova. The Braisa will tell us the Shura Sadin, mumche rabim dana filichidi. But Rav Nachman says, Kagon Ana, that's Tosfos' Kasha. But what about the Mishnah Avos? Good Yotami Eitzah Tova Kamashmalan. No, but that is the expectation, right, of Rav Nachman, no? The Gemara tells us in Megillah, that the Chesam of Eiz, Rav Nachman was Michasid de Bavil. Rav Nachman was known for his Midos Chasidus. Now, highly unlikely, Rav Nachman would ignore what the Mishnah tells us in Avos, even if you'll tell me that that was the Flimer Shur Sadin. So not at all Akasha on the Braisa. Akasha on Rav Nachman. And that's what Tosfos answers, that one possibility is Enochinami. Rav Nachman did not say that this is what he did halacha l'maisa. But simply Yocholodu, that an individual such as myself is who the Braisa was addressing. When it said, Yimhayim Mumche L'Rabim, Dana Filichidi. Or Tosfos the second teretz. If Ragel Hayim Bedinim, then one need not be concerned. If a person is not Ragel, then the Mishnah tells us, must be very careful. Shem Yiteh. If a person is Ragel Bekach, then even the Mishnah of us would allow that, even as Lakachim. Rabbi Yonis, Pirush HaNavos, writes the following very simply. Alti Dan Yechidi, right, is only referring to a Hedyo, not referring to a Mumche. Not referring to Mumche L'Rabim. When it comes to a Hedyo, even if a person is willing to be Mekabel, the Psak of a particular Yachid, Alti Dan Yechidi. But Yonah writes exactly, as our Gemara tells us, Im Hayom Mumche L'Rabim Dan Afil Yechidi, that means there is no such Midas Hasidus under those circumstances. Even the Rambam, Nochos Sanhedrin, the Rebbeis Halach Yirale, the Rambam quotes the Midas Chassidus of Alti Dan Yechidi. The Rambam quotes that either a person is a Mumche, or there was Kabbalah or Netilas Rishus, then we assume that Alti Dan Yechidi. One could maintain in the Rambam Shita, this would fit well with the Yerushalmi that the Mishnah Melech quotes, and that Rambam, the Rebbeis Halach Yirale, that if one is dealing with a Mumche L'Rabim with Netilas Rishus, with Kabbalah, in such an instance, then there is no Midas Chasidus of Alti Dan Yechidi. When the Rambam phrases that admonition of the Mishnah Avos, that Alti Dan Yechidi, the Rambam writes, a hedyo, a hedyog where there was kabbalah, mitzvahs rishus, or the Rambam writes a mumche. Rambam failed to mention that possibly of nakitna rishus. That's the case. So therefore, right, here of Nachman, right? If it was a case of gomer of a samir manusa mumche rabim with nakitna rishus, in that case, as Mishnah points out, then one can judge alone, right, even in light, right, of the Mishnah Abba Salati Dhamma. Okay, we'll stop at this point. Try again for the rest of the remainder of the week to do as proficient chazar as you can. Certainly, I don't want you simply to just chaz of the shiurim. Make sure, we haven't done so many, but just make sure that the Mar Rashi Tosas, you know quite well. In terms of the shiurim, try always to filter out. You'll see in the course of a shiur that there's usually a yisod, which is mentioned in shiur, right? Something which is very much rooted in the sugya. And then there are many models that you can find b'chol haTorah kulah. Right? If you don't look up the fourth or fifth or sixth raya, right, that's okay. But make sure that the yisodos are clear and that they can be proven, they can be demonstrated. That is, you know, is something that I'm most interested in. Those things that are most relevant for our sugyas, right? Torah, in my Sebezdin, in Sakalacha, there I expect you to know thoroughly. Something which is more tangential, right? I won't be offended by that word. It's also important, Kol HaTorah Kula Inin Echad, but something which is not as fully relevant for the sugya, just simply models B'Kol HaTorah Kula. So if time is difficult and you can't chazer everything, those are the types of things I would tell you to go through much more quickly. But certainly, the rest of the sugya, that Baruch Hashem would expect you to know quite well. So, Bezras Hashem, you should have a tzlach, we'll have a chazara shiurim, I'll be here. And let's see if we can do a very thorough chazara. From this point on, the pace will be much quicker. And be able to plow through the first parak at a pretty accelerated rate. Okay.
If
the concern is only one of those, so then like Tosa says, if you're Rav Lavatan, even if you're Rav Lavatan, it applies even to Mom, not to Rav Lavatan. This is what you do all the time, and you have, it doesn't mean that person